Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 26 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
the Bella Vita Pizzeria.
I met up with
Matt Stillman,
and I ordered a slice of pepperoni and a slice of cheese. It's day 26, October 26th, and I'm substantially late due to a sick passenger on the N train. So I hope my pizza date is still there. I'm about 15 to 20 minutes late, and he has no cell phone. So cross your fingers. All right, luckily, I think I just found him before he was leaving. But who are you?
Matt Stillman.
And he's eating a slice of pizza, so I feel like I missed the boat. But he said he'd eat another one, right?
Always.
What is the name of the place we're going to?
La Bella Pizzeria. La Bella Vita Pizzeria.
La Bella Vita Pizzeria. And it's...
The Beautiful Life.
Oh, The Beautiful Life. And it is on 58th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
And thank goodness you were going to 7th Avenue, because if you were going to 6th, I would have missed you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that happens.
Also, get a cell phone. I just got a slice of pepperoni and a slice of cheese. And I really, seriously, was just going to get one slice, but when I came in here, it looked so appetizing. The pepperoni, it has that, like, hand-cut type fresh... I don't want to call it fresh, but the pepperoni that you slice that has all these spices on it. I mean, look, there's even spices from the sauce right there. And there's fresh mozzarella cheese. I do want to use the word fresh for that.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way out to the end. I have to admit that I wanted to get a cheese just because to compare. But on the slice of cheese I have, it has, there's no sauce. There's no cheese, like... 2 inches from the crust, it's kind of center load of the cheese, but it is fresh mozzarella cheese, and it holds its form pretty well. It's like a good brick oven slice. I have to eat it in a hurry though, because a brick oven, if history is any indicator, then this is going to get very stiff in a second. So I need to eat it before, because they do already cook it in the brick oven, but then they reheat it back in the brick oven too, which is nice. And it's hot right now, so I'm going to start eating it. I just finished a slice of pepperoni and a slice of cheese, and just looking at the plates, I can see there's a huge difference in the amount of grease that is in pepperoni, because that paper plate is nearly worn through because of the grease, and the other plate is not. The other, I will say, though, the pepperoni was delicious, and the cheese was pretty mediocre. I think the cheese pizza might have just been around for a while. There's a chance that no one's ordered it in a while.
Yeah, mine wasn't awesome either.
My pepperoni, though, when I mentioned that the way the pepperonis looked, sure enough, those are really good quality pepperoni. That's sliced, I think they probably hand sliced it in the back, and it is good. When you bite down on it, or when I bit down on it, it was like spicy. It was like, had a little kick to it, which I love, because pepperoni.
Yeah, it's a pepper pot.
Should be, yeah. But most times it isn't. Usually it's kind of bland. This time it was spicy, and I know, since I have chapped lips, that it was extremely spicy. But I understand it's probably not as spicy as I witnessed it. I still really, really liked it, and ate it in its entirety. Whereas with the cheese one, a good portion of the crust, which is now, it's a coincidence that it was cooked in a brick oven, because it's a lot like a brick itself.
Yeah.
So a good portion of that left. But Matt, what did you eat?
Oh, well, the slice I had before you got here, which you saw me eating the end of, was a mushroom, olive, and sun-dried tomato slice, which actually was very good. My cheese slice was okay. I would agree with you. It was okay.
Yeah. I mean...
The sauce was good, but the...
Love sauce. Do you like sauce on pizza? Isn't that what makes a break?
Critical.
Right?
Critical for making a good slice, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that might have been sort of the indicator that this one was a little bit older, is because the sauce had I feel like when every time you cook it, it like dissolves or evaporates a little bit more.
It does. You dry it out.
Yeah, so it was dried out.
No.
And whereas with the... maybe it's because of the grease of the pepperoni, or maybe it's just because it was a fresher pizza, which I think it was a fresher pizza. It was really good. It was like putting it back in the brick oven just revitalized it, but it was pretty vitalized already.
Yeah.
No need to revitalize. They ended up... Oh, when I was eating the pepperoni, though, it did have some structural integrity problems. It fell apart as I was eating it. But, once again, I think it's because of the grease, and it just sort of flopped down.
And there was a lot of topping on it.
Yeah, there was... Oh, yeah, you won't get cheated on the quantity of pepperoni. I even... I don't know if I was gonna, if I did it intentionally, but after I finished the pepperoni slice, I still had two or three leftover pepperonis that I ended up eating to help stomach the cheese, just the cheese. But it's a good slice, you know. It's also great because it's right here on Central Park. It's called Bella Vita, which means what?
Beautiful life.
Beautiful life. So, and I think that I have this guess. Or maybe it's a romanticized view of this area just south of Central Park, but everyone around here has a beautiful life.
They're probably a little romanticized, but if a beautiful life means being wealthy, then yes.
It's just so nice. I mean, there's even a big... Is that stained glass?
I think it's fake stained glass.
Oh, fake stained glass? Well, see?
Painted lucite?
Well, to me... It's all romanticized, so that's not only stained glass, but it's stained glass from the 18th century, is what that is.
It's the Bethesda Fountain, right here in Central Park.
And Central Park is right, like...
Oh, you can spit to it.
One block away.
Yeah.
How often are you in this area of New York?
Whenever I get my free car rental from my friends Chris and David. So it varies.
That's a pretty good deal, yeah. So he was mentioning that when he goes on trips and he needs a car, that he's got friends that'll loan him a Beamer.
It's true. It's a two-person Beamer, so it's not like you can carry lots of luggage. It's a two-person sports car. Convertible.
That is I was thinking the only thing that would be better is if it were a convertible.
Convertible.
That's awesome. I love convertibles.
We haven't converted it yet.
Oh, you've never gone with the top down?
No. It's always been
talking about the top of the car down, not...
Yeah, I've done that, but I haven't done it with the convertible car top down, because it's always either been a little cold or a little... I think there was one time we could have done it, but it just didn't work out.
Mm. I once went around in a convertible with a teammate of ours, Paul Downs.
Oh, really?
He has a...
Oh, he's a convertible, right.
Yeah. And it was so fun just going around the city, because you get to see the city from the middle of the street. And you don't realize that, but you never get to see from the middle of the street looking upward.
I did yesterday. I took a pedicab yesterday for the first time.
What was the reason?
I got out of seeing an old friend of mine, and I was on the east side, and I wanted to go to the west side. And I didn't really want to walk down to Grand Central to take the... go up. And there was a pedicab there, and... It had a little zipper enclosed front, but you still could look up, and it was cool but not cold, and it was great. Just what you were saying about the convertible, like you can see the city at a different pace and in a different perspective than you normally do. It was delightful, and because it's a bike, it really was highly maneuverable. I highly recommend.
But isn't it scary? I mean, I tried riding a bike in the city, and I almost got myself killed.
I didn't find it scary, but you have the conceit of being enclosed. It is by canvas and plastic, but there is that conceit. You do feel every bump, at least I did, but...
Did you occasionally, pretend to whip him because he couldn't see? He's looking the other way.
I should have, though. That's very funny. But I highly recommend it.
I shouldn't say that I almost died riding a bike. But I did, I was riding my bike, and someone who was in a parked car flew open their door. Just like, I've been driving. It was almost comedic, because it was like they were in their parked car for like a long time, and I was just driving up. I had no idea they'd even just parked. And they threw the door open, and I ran right into my pedal got caught right into the door.
Oh my god. Did you go out of reels?
And the guy was like concerned about his car, and I almost, you know, fell on my face.
Did you fall over your face?
I kind of stopped right on his like the bike stopped right as the pedal hit his car door, because it just was. Where else could it go?
Well, but you could have done that, and you could have kept on going.
Yes, and I kind of did. I kind of fell over, like, but I didn't flip
face
over.
Plants, right.
Yeah. So it was just like, you know, dangerous. New York, dangerous driving.
You telling me this story, I can imagine you as a bike messenger. I can sort of see you in a woolly hat and leggings and a sweatshirt and a shoulder bag. I can just, for some reason, I can see you in that. I don't know.
Well, I saw an interesting thing on the internet. It was some bike. It was New York City through view of a bike messenger, and it was set to music.
Oh, cool!
It was cool, but so scary. Like, just watching it made me like almost wet myself. I was thinking neither one of those is something I really wanted to say. But
should we take a pedicab to rehearsal? I'll pay for it.
You want to take a pedicab to rehearsal?
Yeah, why not?
If there's one right here.
Right over there. On Central Park.
Sure?
Positive.
Yeah, are they expensive?
Yesterday it cost me $15 to go across town, but it'll be an experience.
All right.
I'll pay for it.
All right. Can't say no to that. Thanks.
Unless we die.
Oh, and then it's free.
Then it's free.
All right, let's go do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. You're going to need part of the blanket too, right? It's cold.
We'll cut some of the wind.
Would you like a cover in front?
No, this is fine. I like it. I like it a lot. So we are in the pedicab right now.
This is awesome!
And we're at Central Park South. It's Columbus Circle, right? It's 59th Street.
No.
The blanket.
You lost the blanket.
Went underneath the.
I'll get a fest.
Sorry. Yeah. Wait, that wasn't our fault.
It wasn't our fault.
What happened? It just went caught onto the wheel.
It caught on something.
I think it caught on the wheel, and then just went.
I got
dove under.
Down, so.
Oh.
It's all right, guys.
We've got to tug down, so
yeah,
sorry about that.
You don't
that.
Have to, you know.
I don't know what it got caught onto.
It's okay.
It caught onto the wheel, like, and then it went and pulled under, I think. Does that happen often?
Not really. For the first time with me.
Oh, that's the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent.
We're honored. Or wait, we're sorry.
It does happen, yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. That was our first pedicab. It was nice to meet you. Hopefully see you around the city.
Sure.
You will.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.